Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
We can't live without him.
We can't live without him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I worship, adore you forever.
Done by Otis Kemp. Praise the Lord. I love that brother's style. You know, you wouldn't know him from your next door neighbor. He just down to earth preacher, just down to earth guy. Hallelujah. Right out of Miami. I thank God for him. If you're looking for somebody with a suit on, he's not the one. If you're looking for somebody that may have a hose in the jeans and just a regular dude, that's the man. And he know how to praise God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Today is Thankful Thursday, bless God. Hallelujah. I know we all thankful for things, and we're thankful for the Word, and we're thankful for so much. You know, I was reading the scripture, the 150th Psalm, and the Lord told me the only reason a person should not praise God, I had to look at this thing again, man. The only reason that you should not praise God is in the 150th Psalm. And I had to read it. So I'm going to let you guys go read it on your own. But I want to thank him. I want to thank him, first of all, for his word, because it's written. He is our Heavenly Father. And no matter what they say, he is our Heavenly Father. So I thank him for it. I praise him for it. I don't have to worry, because I know he got my back. I thank, because his words say that he'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. So I thank you, Father God, for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn that you will save even to the uttermost. It's in your word, Father God, that we learn that we can pray for wisdom, and you give us wisdom, Heavenly Father. You have imparted to us according to your righteousness. In the hidden part of my life, you make known your wisdom according to Psalms 51 and 6. That says, teach me to number my days, so that I may gain a heart of wisdom, according to Psalms 90 and 12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and your knowledge make me happy. Woo! I'm as happy as a baby with a bottle. Thank you, Father God, because of the grain of it, it is better than fine gold. I thank you for your wisdom. It's better than fine gold. Pray right now, Father God, for Israel. I pray, Father God, that your word becomes so true to people in the world that they'll get in their Bible and they'll read it and they'll come to know, Heavenly Father, that as we pray for Israel, we'll be saved according to Romans 11:26. I thank you, Father God, that Israel have hope in you, that the world have hope in you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking away the punishment that we should incur. But you're so kind in your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for America. I come to you, Father God, because America needs you. It needs your guidance. It needs your direction. It needs your light. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will keep America under your wings. Keep her to continue to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Heavenly Father, I just pray for the president of this nation, all the executive branch, and they get themselves together, of this nation, and all the members of Congress and the senators and the nations, of all the leadership of all local and state and region and federal agents, the commissioners, the government, of all branches of government in this nation. I ask you, Father God, to guide and direct the leadership, please, sir, in the nation, every way, according to Romans 13, 1 and 4. Lord, you take, you protect and there's a shield that you have for a nation. I ask you to use that shield for America. Thank you, Father God, for hearing this prayer or my request on the behalf of your people, behalf of the people in America. And yeah, Heavenly Father, I know we don't deserve all. I get all of that. But you're so rich in mercy. You're just loaded with grace. Share a little bit of it, Father God, that those that were here will come running. I yield, I yield. I thank you for it. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before his throne, to the all-wise and everlasting God, may your power and peace be unto all man. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, it's Thankful Thursday. I know a lot of us got a lot of things to be thankful for. Let me begin by saying press 1. If you want in, just press 1. We'll let you in. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Thankful Thursday. The scripture says that everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father, as you open my eyes. If nothing else, brothers and sisters, be thankful that God is a forgiving God. Absolutely. He has forgiven us. It's not being held to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. Anybody have a scripture you want to be thankful for? Mm-hmm. Anybody? Just press 1. Maybe, I don't like to, I don't try to make anybody do anything they don't want to do. That ain't who I am. That's not what I am. That's not what I'm about. I'd like for everybody to be on their own. Free will and accord. It blesses me when I know that, hey, you chose to thank God because this is what you chose to do. You know, I make you do this. You chose to do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody. Well, you know, I waited so long, didn't I? Gonna get in the, I go ahead and get into the lesson, bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we'll go back from where we were yesterday. We've been talking about our relationship and our fellowship. And in that, the subject is a step by faith is a step into his grace. A step of faith is a step into his grace. Sometimes all you got to do is make one step, brothers and sisters. But you have to do that now. That won't be done for you. You have to do that. You have to seek the Lord while he is yet may be found. I'm going to read our foundational scripture, which is found in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and the second verse, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy, that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Y'all bear with me here. Despising the shame. I may have to read it again. And is sit down on the right hand of the throne of God. And there was something in the Messenger Bible that said, all these veterans, they was cheering. It meant there was a better get on the, you know, the right side. Why? Because we can look to Jesus. We can keep on looking to him now. We can come on praising him now. And the reason we can look to him, because he is the author of our faith, which happens to be the word of God. Because when you understand faith as the word of God, you begin to mature. Because so then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what is your substance? Your substance is the word of God. That's what you're standing on. That's what you're trusting in. I tell you, I'm trusting that it's right. I could make another step and say, I know the word of God is right. But I just want you to trust it for whatever it is. And so that's what we were talking about this week. Then we talked about how important it is to trust the word of God. You got to read the word. You got to stay in the word. And the word has to stay in you. It's two-sided. When you're in a relationship, you just can't be in love. That other person needs to be in love. You can't not just want them all the time. They need to want you. So the Bible says that we need to abide in the word, and the word need to abide in us. We need to live in us. And, of course, on yesterday, we talked about prayer and be not like the hypocrites. They just love to be seen praying when everybody knows they are great prayer warriors. Woo, look at them pray. God warned us by not praying like they pray. They love to be seen. They love to roll their mats out and look to the east. They love that. And so we learned that that's not what God expects out of us. He expects other things out of us. And that is fellowship. And that's kind of like where we really were yesterday. It was about the fellowship, okay? And when you think about it, brothers and sisters, that's what it's about. It's about fellowship. See, if you don't understand anything today, well, let me finish saying this about the scripture first, because it would just enlighten what we're talking about. In 1 John, or John 1:3 says, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship it's with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. So let's make sure we understand what we're talking about here. So when we say fellowship, it's like companionship. It's a commune, you know. And the word fellowship really comes from the word fellow, which or you say it's associated with it, but that's where it really came from. And what that means is that almost like a boy and girl, a boyfriend and girlfriend, that's where that word came from. And when you understand all of it, you got a friendship. You have an agreement. You have togetherness. That's what fellowship is. It's togetherness. It's a commune. It goes beyond just a friendly relationship. It's bigger than that. It's like you have that communication, that maturity, that understanding. And that's what God expects out of us. God wants to be in harmony with us. He wants us to understand him. Yeah. He wants us to know him. If he didn't, he wouldn't have never said, come let us reason together. He never said that. God wants us to fellowship. How do I know that? In 1 John 1:6, he says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Well, he wants us to have fellowship with him. He wants us to walk in the light as he is in the light. Fellowship is. See, so we'll get the revelation about fellowship. We'll understand why he said, I know what he said in 6, but flip on to 7. He said, but if we walk in the light, in his stuff, in God's stuff, in his word, as he is in the light, because he is definitely in his word, we have fellowship. So the requirement is to stay in the word, and the word stay in you, because that's where the light at, that lit every man that came into the world. Then we can have fellowship even with one another. And the Bible says, and the blood of Christ cleanses us from all of our sins. But we got to have that fellowship. How you going to be in a relationship without fellowship? Let me say that again. How is it that you're going to be in a relationship and you don't have fellowship? I'll be honest with you. I don't want to be in that relationship. If you're in a relationship and you don't have fellowship, do you realize you don't have no organization? You don't have no, you don't have nothing in, I mean, you don't have like nothing to hold a relationship because you don't have no fellowship. You don't have no glue. You don't have like sisterhood or brotherhood. Something to hold the group together. You got to have that. When you don't have that, you don't have partnership. If you got a relationship and no fellowship, you just don't have it. You don't even have the association. Now, somebody may say, well, why are you telling us that? Because there's so many people, they don't have fellowship with God. Because A, they don't get in the word of God. And B, hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor here, she'll help me read this. If you don't have fellowship, you don't have no commune. You got to have that. You got to have that. You got to have communication. You got to have maturity. You got to have understanding. And when you don't have fellowship, you don't have that. See, a lot of people think fellowship is just going somewhere eating. No, there's harmony there. You ain't trying to eat with somebody you can't stand. You're trying to have dinner with somebody there's no agreement here. No, you got to have fellowship. And so What better way to have fellowship than get in the Word of God and see what God got to say about it? Yes. Get in His Word and have fellowship with Him. And His fellowship is with the Father.
Amen.
We're going to, I think it's in, I want to say it's in Ephesians. Ephesians 5 and 11, where he talks about and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Uh-oh, are you serious? That's Ephesians 5 and 11. I'm going to ask Pastor to read it from the Messenger Bible.
Amen. Ephesians 5:11, and good afternoon, everyone. 5:11. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy, barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the sham they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Amen.
Yeah. See, and that's been a mystery about fellowship, too. In mm-hmm. Ephesians 3 and 9. See, that's been a mystery. And this stuff was kept. Because everybody don't know what fellowship is. A lot of times you think fellowship is just, like I say, going and they cooking some chicken and some collard greens and some other favorites of yours. And, man, we having a fellowship. Very few folks understand that you can have fellowship without the food. Matter of fact, you can have a better fellowship when ain't no food involved.
All right.
But guess what you're going to get? You're going to get some true understanding. In Ephesians 3 and 9, it reads like this, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which was from the beginning of the world, have been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. And so here I am preaching and writing about things that are way over my head, the inexhaustible riches and generosity of Christ. My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place, has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along through followers of Jesus themselves. Amen.
Amen. So the administration of this mystery referred to the way God's great plan.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This mystery is how God wanted His great plan to be carried out. And it was going to be through the church. That was from the beginning. God had always had this. And the plan was in Christ Jesus. So Paul wrote, he woke up, church world. He woke up and began to demonstrate and teach people about the mystery of the fellowship.
Hallelujah.
And he urged us to teach this great purpose. So when you look at verse 2, the third chapter, verse 2, let me say this. The administration of God's grace means the special, I asked Pastor DeGarn to read Ephesians 3 and 2, because the stewardship, the trust, Paul is giving us a real good lesson here to teach the assignment of this special work of preaching the gospel or the good news to the Gentile. God's great plan shows to Paul is in that revelation knowledge mode, if you will. As I have already written, he said briefly, make reference to the previous letters that was to precede and was to go into all churches so that they may know how they should act.
Mm-hmm.
Read Ephesians 3 and 2, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. I take it that you're familiar with the part I was giving in God's plan for including everybody. I got the inside story on this from God himself, as I just wrote you in brief. Amen.
So it was the fellowship of the mystery. The fellowship that God wanted us to be one with him. It was a mystery. Can you imagine? God kept this thing silent. He always wanted us to have the mind of Christ. It wasn't nothing new. God always wanted us to be declared what the words say we are. He always wanted to make us see the fellowship meant that. Let me take my time because I'm about to go there. See, but we gotta appreciate God's gift. That was a mystery that God was gonna give it to us. He gave us everything. So with this fellowship, there was a mystery in it.
Mm-hmm.
And all God wanted us to do was agree with him. Because of this friendly relationship we had would make this fellowship work. But you had to be in the relationship in order to make the fellowship work. Without the relationship, there is no fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Y'all not hearing me, huh? Y'all not hearing me. I said, without the relationship, there is no fellowship. So we need to have that connection. That was part of the mystery that God had made before the foundation of the world, that we would be his folk, that we were going to be his people. Because, see, that's what the relationship was all about. We were going to be more than just associates. We were going to be one with, we were going to bear and become a union. That the same blood that ran in the veins of Christ will run now. There was going to be some likeness here. There's going to be some agreement here. There was going to be some stuff that the enemy wasn't going to understand because he thought we had just been separated from God forever. But no, brothers and sisters, we will have the right to know his mind. We will have the right to understand spiritual things.
Thought
we were doomed. And there was God telling us, hey, he wants fellowship with us. But in order to have fellowship, you have to be the part of the relationship, which means there need to be likeness here. There need to be the sameness, if you will.
There has
to be a likeness here. Listen, brothers and sisters, we have to be like him.
Yeah.
So he gave us his mind. He gave us his righteousness. All the bad stuff He took away. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 5 and 29, we're members of the body of Christ. Matter of fact, in Colossians 2:10 says, we've been given the fullness of Christ. Matter of fact, the Bible goes on to say in Colossians 3, we've been seated at the right-hand side. That's how much relationship we're in. In other words, see, when you're in love and you're in a strong relationship, if you will, please. Some of y'all might have been in some relationship. But when you're in a real strong relationship, you want to be where your partner is. You want to be into what your partner is into. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's that relationship thing that they can be ever wrong, but it's okay because you're in that relationship.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Why is she with him? She don't know he on drugs. See, when you're in a relationship, you don't see those things. All you see is the relationship.
Amen.
They can be the biggest car thief in the world. You don't see that.
That's
right. You can be the wildest woman, but you don't see that because of your relationship. See, relationship don't let you see a lot of things, but then it lets you see a lot of things. It's kind of like you get it both ways. You care, but then you don't care.
All right.
That's why love hides a multitude of sin. When you in love, you in love, there's a lot of stuff you don't even care. You can follow where everybody else get all bent out of shape. You don't care. You don't care about she can speak to who she want to speak to. That's my woman. I know she ain't going, because I'm in love. She ain't going nowhere. Or he ain't going nowhere.
Ain't
worried about him. He know where his butter brown, you know, he know what side of toast his butter brown. I mean, you know, I mean, come on. That's my man. When I call Johnny, Johnny coming. I kept him over there talking to Susie and May. See, when you in love, other stuff people getting all bent out of shape about, it don't bother you.
Amen.
Because you got a strong fellowship. Why?
That's
because
true.
Of the relationship.
You
have a bond. That's what the relationship does. It bonds you. It's like an adhesive. It bonds you, man. It don't just, you know, it's a glue that keeps you together. There's an awesome connection. So when you get in the Word of God and the Word get in you, that's where that connection is at. You ain't going nowhere.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You'll be just like the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away before your word will. But you ain't going nowhere. You can't go nowhere.
Thank you, Lord.
When you realize you're in fellowship, your communion, this is your friend, you know, fellow. When you look up that word right there, fellow, it's talking about a boyfriend and a girlfriend. How they like each other.
Yeah, when
you find the root word, you'll see that's what it is.
Amen.
Yeah. And it would behoove you to understand it's a state of association. It's an eagle to rejoin that person. You can't wait to be around them. You just want to be there. It's your mate. That's what a fellow is. That's your mate. That's like one part of you. That's where God wants us to be with him.
Amen.
He made us in his image after his likeness.
And
you don't mind. You don't mind giving because that's your mate. Giving to your mate is like giving to yourself.
Amen.
See? It's like when what that word really means is like, you know, you went to the movie together. Whatever you do, it's together. It's always together. It's a togetherness thing. Well, when God tells us to abide in the word and the word abide in us, that's the fellowship he wants us to have. And y'all probably had friends like that. Come on, let's be honest. You probably had some friends just like hanging out with them. You know, you do some things that they do. I'm not saying you're doing them all. I'm not saying that. But there was a lot of things they did, you did. And you like, you just like what you had, you know. Just like that.
Yeah.
But because that was, that's what the fellowship was all about. And it came by way of the relationship you all had. Whatever brought that closeness together. Well, that's what God want from us.
That's right.
That's why. Amen. Why you think you should study the word to prove yourself? Show him, show him you with him. Show him you're down with him. Remember yesterday we read over there in 1 Corinthians 2 about how God revealed them to people that's in fellowship with him. It ain't revealed to everybody. Just like when you got that close friend, you'll share some things with them you won't share with anybody else. I know I ought to get an amen on that. All of us have had a bestie here and there. All of us have had somebody we know we could just share this with and share that with, and they ain't got to worry about it going no further. Well, that's what 1 Corinthians 2:13 really talking about.
Mm-hmm.
God revealed this stuff to us. I'm telling you, last night, I don't know. But God showed me in the 150th Psalm, who cannot praise him. I've never seen that. I've never seen who couldn't praise him. And God made, he revealed it to me right there.
All right, praise God.
Yeah, he revealed that to me. And he said, because I love you, I'm going to show you this. And I mean, I've seen the 150 Psalms so many times, but he brought the revelation out of what he was really talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, remember, brother and sister, a step into faith is a step into his grace. That's where you want to be at. That's where you want to be at. So let's share Jesus Christ, the good news, his experience. Share it. Share that God wants to fellowship with you. But in order to fellowship, he wants to be in a relationship. Let's share that with people.
Amen.
Thursday, anybody else have anything else you want to be thankful for?
Amen. Pastor, I just looked up that word, fellowship. It says friendly association, especially with people who share one's interests. And the similarity is like companionship.
Yeah.
And mutual liking.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a few words that go along with that fellowship and companionship. Yes, it's so important when you have fellowship. Because without it, you can't have fellowship. But we need to have that fellowship with the Lord. And so, yes, I like how you're bringing that out, Pastor.
Praise God. Yeah, see, and that the root word there actually come from the word follow. See, fellow. See, if a person understand the fellowship and understand the word fellow, where it derived from, it's talking about a boyfriend and not necessarily a girlfriend, but it's talking about a boyfriend or a husband to its lover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody. Like somebody you got a crush on. Somebody that is real dear to your heart.
Right.
You can go on and say, your sweetie, your sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, it go beyond just admiring somebody. Man, that's somebody you really, really down with. Well, that's where God wants us. That's where the fellowship, God down with us. So he made it a fellowship.
Thank
well,
you,
what
Lord.
That's actually saying is that you began to share things with your sweetie pie.
Mm-hmm.
That's from your honey. You know, that becomes your Valentine. Maybe that ought to kind of wake up some folks.
All right.
Will you be my Valentine? That that's the thing. You're saying you want that person to be your fellow. See, that's like, and then you want to continue that, and that's why they call it fellowship.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
You have more than a crush because you want to keep it now. You want to keep this crush going on now.
Yeah.
See, so that's what made it a fellowship. And listen, brothers and sisters, that's what God wants from us. That's why I was showing you through scriptures a moment ago. But if you're walking in darkness, you're not walking in his fellowship. You're not walking, not in this fellowship.
Yeah.
And like, who has a girlfriend or boyfriend and they're hanging out with somebody else? Who does that?
No,
he said, our fellowship is truly with the Father. You know why? Because we walk in the light as he's in the light. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Hey, anyone else? Hallelujah. Make me get crunk up in here. I'm trying to calm down. Anyone else? We'll try to finish it up tomorrow by walking in faith. Remember, we had seven things, and the last one is walking in faith. Once you begin to walk in faith, brothers and sisters, that's where it really begins. You think about it, because then you began to confess it. Walking in faith is walking in the Word of God.
Amen.
So many years, we never walked in faith. We walked in the ideal, but we wasn't walking in faith. When you're walking in faith, it's when you're walking in the Word of God and accordance to the Word of God. That's what you're depending on. That becomes your substance. And guess what? You continue to look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Okay? So we'll pick that up tomorrow. And we'll go on that tomorrow. Like I said, a step in faith is a step in his grace. Anyone else? If nothing else, we'll see you all on tomorrow.